predatory and aggressive creature. Survival is for the fittest only.
I envision a universe dominated by evil and destruction, where the only consolation was a brutal, erotic prelude to unlimited obliteration of the human race.
Strong must manipulate the weak. That's the fourth law of the universe.
See the red sun rising in the east, rejoicing in the bang of dogs and the spilt blood. The hounds cry at the edge of the barrier and move through the angles to appear. For those without, it is safer to move through dreams.
The sea roars with the rage of Dagon. See how she curses the sky. See how she devours without pause, destroys without remorse, then unleashes her children into the world. A skull grins in possession of a secret wisdom. Would you know yet more? Would you close your eyes, feigning asleep? Or would you behold the fire within and summon the strength to live forever?
Das Willigste ist hier, die Götterdämmerung ist hier, siehst du im Osten das Morgenrot. Der Morgen der Magie ist hier, die Welt ist dein Feuer, Loki lebt auf der Erde.
Its legs. We'd have to fight for survival. To hunt down, kill our own prey face to face.
Hail the new era of occult fascist revolution. Black magic power. Get with it or get wasted by it.
Our pact is a secret one. We have a common bond. We stir up trouble. Create havoc, bedlam. We bring forth the uneasiness. We'll trick you. Maybe hurt you. We strike quickly, then disappear. We are silent shadows in the midnight. Move like wolves. We are legion. We will be here forever.
Kill fast, instinctively, without regret.
Man was placed on Earth to fuck and to fight. And the balance between these two seeming extremes of existence is the substance and essence of life itself. But we are forced to ask, are love and aggression, or sex and warfare truly opposite ends of life spectrum, separate, mutually exclusive? Or are they merely different aspects of the same powerful life-affirming force? Surely the latter must be the case. At this point in human evolution, we no longer have the luxury of denying that they are, in every meaningful way, in fact, one and the same. Fucking is war, just as fighting is sex. Aggression and love are both rooted in the same primordial concern, self-preservation. Every act of aggression, whether we know it or not, whether we admit it or not, is linked to self-preservation. Man fights for self-preservation. He cares for self-preservation. And is it not the same with love, with sex? Man fights for self-preservation. Sex is yet another weapon in the struggle for dominance. Sex and death can be seen in the grand designs of man's will to power. And the will to dominate, be it territories, peoples, or sex partners, man is a beast of the universe. This is his story, and this is his legacy.